So we'll be talking to him in about 15 minutes, and we'll be right back after this next break with some John Lee Hooker.
Say, gang, have you ever stopped to think of this? Say, gang, have you ever stopped to think of this? Say, gang, have you ever stopped to think of this? You might be a dunk. You might be a dunk. Do you know what a dunk is? Do you know what a dunk is?
A dunk is someone who doesn't listen to 91.7 FM WMWM in Salem. Salem State College Radio.
This is Mike Wallace reminding you, all the time, everywhere,
listen to 91.7 WMWM in Salem.
And we have another celebrity on the phone. Go right ahead.
Hello there, blues fans. The Massachusetts area. This is Deacon Jones, formerly with the late, great Freddie King, and formerly, well, still with John Lee Hooker for the last 18 years. I'd like to wish Finest Tasby, the blues mechanic, all the best success. Double indemnity. Since the beginning of time, everything has come in pairs. With this new release, People Don't Care.
We played some stuff off. It's a great album.
Well, thank you. I wrote some songs with Finest on that album.
Yeah.
And I'd like to also thank him on the 9.5 Pound Baby Boy.
Yeah, it's Dallas.
Dallas, Rayon Tasby.
Yeah, it's Finest, Eunice, and Dallas.
Yeah.
Finest, oh, boy, Eunice, it's great news for, and double great news for Finest.
Yes, yes, definitely. I hope him and wish him all the success in the world.
That's great. I remember last October we were interviewing Finest. He was here in the studio, and you called in to wish him a happy birthday or something like that.
Right, correct.
And we're looking forward to your new album, actually. In fact, we got sort of an advanced copy of some of the songs on it, and that's coming out next month, isn't it?
Yes. Making Blues History.
Making Blues History, yeah. We've played a couple of things off the tape.
Yeah, Finest and I have an original on it. Matter of fact, People Don't Care.
People Don't Care is on it.
Is on it, sung by John Lee Hooker.
All right.
Finest and I wrote.
Well, that's great, because now he's got an album out, and now you've got an album coming out. We're looking forward to both of them.
Okie dokie.
All right, and thanks for calling.
So I'd like to say, may the blues live forever, and blues fans never die.
All right, thanks very much. Now I'm going to go to a John Lee Hooker CD on one of the turntables here. Are you on Chill Out at all, his new CD?
Yes, I am. And matter of fact, the number 12 song,
We'll Meet
my
Again,
first date, I wrote.
Oh, great. Well, actually, I'm going to play the first few cuts, and then in about 15 minutes, John Lee is going to talk to us live on the air. So I'm excited about that, too. John Lee's going to give us a call.
I got you.
All right, well, just hold on a minute. Wait a minute. All right, thanks, Deacon. Let's hear some John Lee Hooker, and he'll be talking to us in about 15 minutes. We have John Lee Hooker on the line with us right now from California. Let me just make sure everything's all set here. And maybe I won't use my headphones. Okay, let's see what happens.
Yeah, Bob.
Yes.
Yeah, we got a conference set up here. Doug Price, I got you set up here with Mr. John Lee Hooker.
All right.
I told him you're playing some of his new release, and he's ready to do an interview with you.
Yes, John.
So, Bob Nelson, please meet John Lee Hooker.
All right, thanks very much, Doug, for setting it up.
Talk to you later.
All right, thanks. All right, John Lee.
Yeah.
All right, once again, I'm Bob Nelson. This is WMWM in Salem, Massachusetts, and I'm very pleased to be talking to one of the giants of the blues.
That's right, I'm the boogeyman.
You're the boogeyman. That's one of your nicknames, all right. Yeah, we were just playing three tracks from your new album, which is called Chill Out.
Chill Out.
It's on Point Blank. I played the first three songs just then, Chill Out, Deep Blue Sea, and Kitty-O, and we might be playing some more stuff from it later. I'd like to ask you some questions about your career and also about your new album. Okay. First of all, I was doing a little research on you, and it said you were born near Clarksdale, Mississippi,
right,
in 1920, which makes you about a year older than my dad, and that you moved around quite a bit. Now, first of all, when did you pick up the guitar as an instrument? Who taught it to you?
My stepfather, Wilmo, in Mississippi.
Your stepfather?
When I was about 12 years old.
Oh, yeah. 12 years old, so that would have been around 1932.
Well,
and did you play in church at all, like any spirituals or gospel?
Yeah.
Played some, is that pretty much where you started? Or
yeah, right.
Instead of the blues, you started with some gospel.
Yeah, Matthew 4.
Yeah. And then I understand that you moved to Memphis in the late 30s. What sort of things did you do in Memphis?
When I was a kid, I didn't work on the theater and the urchins and stuff like that, you know. Doing different things? Yeah, just treated people in the theater, you know, as an urchin.
Yep. And so did you play any guitar for, you know, in like any nightclubs or anything up there, or was that too early?
I was too young, bro.
Too young? Yeah, you had to be 21 or something. Now, I understand that around the 40s, you moved to Detroit, and you started recording in the late 40s. Now, what was your first record, the first record you ever put out?
Well, people confused. My first record was Boogie Chillin' in 1950.
1950.
I was playing in 48 and stuff like that, but I didn't get a didn't release a record until 1950.
Right.
Boogie Chillin' in the mood to next. Homo Blue and all that line.
And some of them were pretty big hits, weren't they?
Big hits.
Oh, yeah.
It was.
Big Boogie Chillin'. People are still doing that today, and if I remember right, wasn't that the song you were singing in the Blues Brothers movie?
Yeah.
Boogie Chillin', yeah. We remember the part about, I heard Papa tell Mama, let that boy boogie woogie.
Let that boy boogie.
Oh, yeah.
And it got to come out.
You've done that a number of times. In fact, I remember the album you did it on with Canned Heat.
Yeah, you Canned Heat, but I did it more modern.
Ron, it was a real rockin' version.
You're right.
Excellent. Let me just find my paper here. We're talking to John Lee Hooker, live in California. That's where you're living now. So once again, you said that in the late 40s and actually 1950, you started recording. VJ Records, you were with 1950.
No, Modern.
Oh, it was Modern? But did they, like, reissue it, VJ?
Oh, yeah, my Modern record.
Mm-hmm. Now, some of the stuff...
My Modern record to VJ.
Right. And during the 50s, I understand, or possibly right around that time, you had to do some recording under different names. Could you tell us why that happened?
Well, they wasn't paying me. The company I was with the label with, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, hey, I was a hot blues singer, and a lot of other record company wanted me and wanted to pay me right away.
So it was sort of a no-compete thing. You couldn't record for other people under that name.
Yeah, so I just go, hey, come get me. I'm here.
Yeah, but they wouldn't let you. What were some of the sort of fake names, stage names you were using?
Johnny Williams, Guitar Sam,
John Lee Booker, I think I heard at one point.
Uh-huh.
Great. Well, you got some of that stuff. And has some of that stuff been reissued that you did under different names?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't get paid for it now. I get paid for it.
Hey, I've got a lot of your albums here, including there's a set I have from Rhino called John Lee Hooker, The Ultimate Collection, 1948 to 1990. So I bet some of it's on that. Okay, now, I understand that you went to Europe in the 60s and did some touring.
62.
Around 62? And were you opening up for, or possibly vice versa, some of the rock people like John Mayall and all that?
No, they were backing me up.
They were backing you up, so you were headlining.
Yeah, they were opening up for me. They were backing me up.
They seem to like the blues, or going way back, a lot more in Europe, I understand.
They still do.
They still do, yeah. Trying to think, who was it? Was it Memphis Slim, I think, that moved to Paris and lived there the rest of his life?
Yeah.
Yeah, until he died recently.
Yeah,
so they really appreciate it in Europe. So some people, like, say, the Yardbirds and the Animals were probably backing you up.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. Now, I think a lot of rock fans probably heard about you through some of those appearances. Did you ever record with, say, the Animals or with the Yardbirds?
No,
did you ever do any albums?
No, I didn't. I never recorded with them, but...
Not really. I know Sonny Boy did an album with the Yardbirds.
I had a little company called Groundhog that recorded with them.
Right. So we're sort of moving up into your career here to some of the more recent decades. Now, another one of my favorite singers is Van Morrison. Could you tell me how you met him?
Years ago, 25 years ago.
25 years ago.
Yeah.
I opened the show with a thing you did with him called I'll Never Get Out of These Blues Alive.
That's right.
And that's where you met him.
That's right.
So how did that come together? How did, was it just something?
Well, we had been knowing each other, but we had never worked together, you know?
Mm-hmm. And you've done so many things.
He had a lot of love for me, and I had a lot of love for him. And we got together, we just, he's a hell of a blues singer, he is.
Mm.
That man can sing the blues. And I liked it, his style, he liked it mine. And we just got together and hooked up, and we just put that on him. We've been doing it, we still do it.
I know recently he's been on some of your albums and vice versa. And there was also a TV special called One Irish Rover that you jammed with him some things.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's great. So let's move a little closer to the present now. I did mention that you were in the Blues Brothers movie. There's a scene on, is that Maxwell Street you were on?
Yeah.
By this time, of course, I think you might have moved to California around then. But did you ever live in Chicago to be close to the blues scene?
No.
Never really lived in Chicago? I notice a lot of blues people are living in California. Is it because of the climate, or are there a lot of clubs and studios? Is that why you live there?
Well, not really.
California.
Yeah.
If not for the earthquakes and everything, it's not too bad.
No, I don't care about that.
Yeah. So we're talking, by the way, if people have just tuned in, we're talking to the one and only John Lee Hooker, who's a very distinguished career and has recorded umpteen albums, a whole bunch of things. Now, let's see, we're going to move a little further into the present now. I guess in the late 80s, you started doing some more albums, and there was one called The Healer. Now, yeah. Did that win a Grammy?
Yeah, I got a Grammy for that in the movie, yeah.
Yeah, I remember when that came out, and you played with a lot of people on that. I can remember Bonnie Raitt and Carlos Santana.
Yeah.
That must have been pretty interesting. What was it like working with some of those people on The Healer? Really? Bonnie must be pretty good to work with, Bonnie Raitt.
Yeah, we love each other.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure you've done the reciprocal thing with her where you've been on her albums also, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. So I noticed some of the albums you've done recently, you have had a lot of guest stars. In fact, if I can find the cover here of Chill Out, I believe Carlos Santana is on the first song. Who are some of the other people on Chill Out?
Charles Brown. And Van Morrison.
Mm-hmm.
And I got it here in front of me.
I'm going to have to dig out the booklet here and take a look myself. I know we were talking earlier to a man named Deacon Jones, who co-wrote one of the songs and also played on it, We'll Meet Again.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. And it says here some of the people on it. We mentioned Van Morrison, Carlos Santana, Charles Brown, and let's see who else. Roy Rogers. Now, there was a question. Someone called me and wanted to ask about Roy Rogers. Didn't he produce some of your albums recently?
Yeah.
Well, how do you like him as a guitarist? Is he...
he's good.
Is he influenced by you a little bit, the slide thing, or...?
Not really. He
has his own style, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had some solo albums from him as well. So Roy Rogers is has worked with you quite a bit. Let me see what else I have to ask you, a couple of things. Now, I mentioned earlier that the album Chill Out, The Healer, won a Grammy. Did you win any other Grammys?
No.
Not really? Not even for, say, writing a song for another artist?
No.
But what about the W.C. Handy Awards? Have you won some of them for, say, Best Performer?
Oh, yeah.
That's great. Now, this new album that's come out, it came out a couple of months ago. Are you currently touring to support it?
No, I'm
just doing that. So, but are you planning sometime in the future to come back to Boston?
Right now, I no comments. I don't know right now.
Because there are several places around here that very, very much like to have you. Do you remember the last time you played in Boston?
Yeah, about 3 years ago.
Do you remember where it was? I can't remember offhand. I'm trying to remember. It wasn't the House of Blues, because that just opened up a couple years ago.
No.
Little place in Cambridge. I'm sort of racking my brain. On what? Oh, yeah, that's right. That's no longer around, unfortunately.
No.
But that's a pretty small place, but I'm sure you could...
I love it, though.
You like playing small places?
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Now, not only are you known for your voice, you know, your sort of slow and seductive voice, but your guitar playing as well. And you called yourself the king of the boogie, and you certainly are. Now, how would you describe your guitar playing? Do you think a lot of people have been inspired by it?
Well, probably sound like me, you know, they try it. You know.
I know people have covered you. George Thorogood has done one bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
Oh, yeah.
And that whole boogie thing, I mean, Canned Heat, if you listen to some of their stuff, I think they were probably influenced by you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great. That must have been a fun album. Now, did you record one album or two with them?
Well,
Canned Heat.
Well, we recorded two, but never did get released or something.
Yeah, well, I thought I heard about one of them was a live album.
I think it was. I don't know.
Yeah. We do have the other one. We have the Infinite Boogie, it's called. And I remember on that album you do a lot of shorter songs with just you and I think it was Alan Wilson. But then at the very end you got the whole band in there and started jamming away on Peavine and Boogie Chillin'.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. So let's see what I have to cover. Well, we promised you about 10 minutes and I think we've gone over a little bit. But we're very honored to have you on the line, and we were wondering if you could do what's called a legal ID. You've probably done this before where you say the station that, you know, you're John Lee Hooker and you're listening to, and I'll give you the call letters again, because this time, every time we play your music, we can play this, and it's great to have your voice. Would you like to do that?
What is the station?
Okay, it's WMWM.
WMWM?
Yep. Just think of it as We Make Wonderful Music or something, but it's WMWM, and we're here in Salem. It's the Witch City, as you may know, just north of Boston. So if what I'm going to do is turn my microphone down for a minute, and you can just sort of ad-lib it. You know, I'm John Lee Hooker, and you're listening to listening to the blues or something. Okay, so go right ahead. I'm going to turn my microphone down. Go right ahead, John Lee.
Yeah, you're listening to WMWM. Salem, Massachusetts, right out of sight of Boston. Nothing but the best, laid up for the rest. My name is John Lee Hooker, the Bookman. Keep on cooking with the hook and listen to the chill out. And thank you.
All right, that sounded great. I really appreciate this interview, John Lee.
Okay, thank you.
And I hope that you do eventually come back to Boston so we can see you live. I wanted to ask, are there any videos of, say, concert performances that you've done? You did a video for Chill Out, but I mean something that someone could buy that had three or four songs on it?
You might see another.
Well,
check it around. I don't
maybe in the future it might. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold for just a sec while I go back to the CD player, so hold on just a sec.
I need to go, though.
Excuse me? Oh, okay.
I got to get my man out to deal.
Okay, just hold on one quick sec.
Thanks very much to John Lee Hooker, and let's get back to his album now. With the song he did with Van Morrison, this is Syndicator, and serves me right to suffer. Thanks very much.